Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the walls gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all.
Well, good evening. It's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show here on Warrior Wednesdays. And welcome. I got my promos, and then I'll bring my my special guest, who was once a couple times on my show before. And what you people do not see, because this is radio, what my cat is doing right now. I actually had moved some stuff around in my place here, and I found little Rocky Balboa's little kitten, which was actually sent to me from my friend Nini. I'm from Boston, and he kind of has adopted this thing. And he chews it up, and I finally found it, and I'm like, oh, boy, he wrestles with this thing. You guys just don't even know, but he's being good right now. Well, to get right to it, get into the swing of things, the first thing I wanted to bring up was the Sarah Joy Foundation. And it's actually on Facebook, and this is actually going out to my extended family members back in Boston and Philly. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah and I last year did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. to raise the money we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. Amazing what a day at a spa could do, or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life. Love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers in spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So if you want to check that out, please do so. And Sarah was actually pregnant with her second son and didn't want to receive treatment because she was afraid that her unborn son would be harmed. Hence, Sarah lost her battle with cancer. Out of, you know, a tragedy, there came a silver lining, and they started this foundation. So it's not something that's actually the money going towards to help, you know, cure cancer and such. It's towards bills and people that are dealing with terminal cancer, maybe to help to give them, help them out in different ways. So if you want to check that out, feel free to do so. The Sarah Joy Foundation, any donation will be greatly appreciated. The second one I wanted to actually bring up is actually about Ernie Reyes Jr. People that do know him, he's actually the young man who I think he's probably about my age. I really think so. But he's still, you know, he's still young looking. It's amazing. Of course, you know, he's been in life in martial arts his whole life. It's in his whole family. So I think martial arts and exercise in general is actually a fountain of youth. And he's been working with Conan the Barbarian, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And if you actually go to GoFundMe.com, Ernie Reyes Jr. official site, and you will see his sister. It was created June 5th, 2015 by Destiny Reyes. Now, out of it so far, $64,609 is at $75,000 has been raised. And you can actually go there, and this is by Destiny, who wrote this herself. It's a kidney transplant fund. Thank you for taking a moment to see why and how you can make a difference. My brother Ernie Reyes, now remember this is Destiny, not me saying Destiny on the page. My brother Ernie Reyes Jr. is recently in the ICU unit, intensive care unit, fighting for his life, suffering from kidney failure. Ernie is now home and currently undergoing dialysis treatment 3 times per week for 4 hours a day, waiting for a kidney transplant. This is a very challenging time, not only for Ernie Jr.'s immediate family, but a challenging time for our family as well. My father, Destiny's father, Ernie Reyes Sr., founder of Ernie Reyes West Coast World Martial Arts, is 100% committed to helping Ernie however he can. You may know or remember Ernie as the child in The Last Dragon, in Sidekicks, or as that teenager from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You may also remember him from the rundown with The Rock, which I didn't even realize when I seen this. This is what it keeps happening, where things that I watched, I love. I don't even realize the people that are actually in it until it's actually brought to my attention. I'm like, I remember that part where he was like swinging on the ropes and he was just like going at The Rock. And it's just this crazy fight scene. You got to check that out on the rundown. Or even with his most recent appearance on NCIS Los Angeles, which I haven't been able to see yet because I don't own a TV. Maybe someday I'll be able to get to see it. Destiny goes on, it's my brother spent his childhood and adult life fighting in films and television, but now his battle has gone from the scene to reality, fighting for his life. Regardless of where you have seen or heard of Ernie Reyes Jr., he has impacted people's lives all over the world through his extraordinary performances in television and film. Please be aware he needs support during this time of need and recovery of his life. Thank you for your support, Destiny Reyes. So you can actually go to GoFundMe.com, and you can actually check it out. It actually has a picture of Ernie in a green shirt. So that's how you know it is the exact one on there. And I think, what else was I wondering? Oh, yeah, definitely. It's going to be so much fun. The guest that I'm having on tonight, I just can't wait for this person to call in. But we are actually going to be talking a little about something in a second. But I got to tell you about these great T-shirts. I own a couple of them. I own three. I'm loving the red one because it's really great. It's Dragon T-shirts. And if you ever heard of Don the Dragon Wilson, he's actually a living legend. He's been in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times. He has a great fighting record. And you can check him out. You can Google him. Go look on YouTube. You can look up his fights. And if you go to check out Traditions, which is actually with a Z at the end, he actually has a clothing line. And you can actually check that out. And his clothing line, the T-shirts, so many people have been purchasing them around the world. They've been taking pictures of themselves in the T-shirts. And I actually made one keep calm and throw on a Traditions T-shirt, and I've got a red one. The funny thing is, when I went to take the picture, of course, what do? We take selfies in the bathroom. I was in the bathroom taking the picture, and I swear to God, the white dragon on my shirt, it looks like it glows. It doesn't glow. It's just how the picture was taken. But you can actually check out. They're getting more things in. I was like, man, I would love to see this just expand into more things, like pajamas with the dragons and pocketbook stuff. Oh, man, that would be so cool with Dawn's, like, you know, all the dragons up. But check it out. It's not just for men, not just for kids, but women, too. And you will see Cynthia Rothrock actually on there, too. Another great martial artist. Great. Check her out, too, and Google her. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman and a great inspiration for other women around the world. So let's see. Yes, so just to bring it up, I can't believe it. Did I put the biology? There's something else on here. I wanted to bring up, I was looking up and I see these foundations. It's called A Sheltered Friend. And this page here with The Sheltered Friend, if you want to go check that out, it says, a temporary housing for dogs want to be transferred to their rescues. If you can check that out, it's called A Shelter Friend, a nonprofit organization. It's in Elizabethtown, North Carolina. It says here, posted 2 hours ago, Elizabethtown, North Carolina, very urgent, horrible, horrible situation. Shelter passed beyond capacity. They need at least 4 empty kennels or Maddie, Blaze, Joel, and Jess will die. No room. It is horrible. We need help. Call Tess. Or text, it must be text Sylvia 910-876-0539. Debbie is 339-832-0806 or email bladenpest@yahoo.com. But you can also check it there. Donations and stuff will be greatly, greatly appreciated. They in dire need is actually posted on there. It was like actually code red. So anybody that can actually go and help and donate, if they're looking for a friend, you know, it's always good for a shelter. But don't just, like, post them and say, I want the dog. If you're serious, you really got to go in down there and get the dog yourself. So you have to check that out. Dogs are in dire need of love. And I'm just going through there. There's a video that's shown. I just want to cry just looking at this here, that there's so many dogs that were brought in. And they look so lovely and friendly. Their tails are wagging. So check out this other promotional that I'm bringing up tonight. It's called A Shelter Friend on Elizabethtown, North Carolina. So check that out. They are in dire need of funds, adopting the dogs themselves. But you will have to definitely go down there and, you know, check that out. And okay. Now, actually, I see what time is it right now. Okay, someone will be calling in a little while, and I can't wait. Let me just type here, hello, and welcome. And what does the kitty want? You what your people don't see, since it's radio, which is great, I can actually be in my pajamas, and this is just really, really great about doing radio. I don't have to, you know, dress up. I can sit and be comfortable. I can sit and have tea. And what you don't see, sometimes my cats want attention. And this one right here, the older one, which I don't know if I should actually name her Jackie Chan Kitty, because every time the cat does something like Jackie, 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 Jackie. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not changing her name, but she's the older cat. She's a calico. So yeah, I named her Jackie Chan because, well, I don't know, at the time I thought she was a boy. This was like 2010. I've been living in Maine for like originally 5 years, and I'm originally from Boston. And when I came here and got my little place here, she was running around outside, thought it was a boy, ran up to her, went, meh! I'm like, what does this cat want? Kept coming, running around. I was like, okay. And I kept looking for the kitty. And says, okay, maybe this kitty's hungry. Fed her. And I was like, okay, kitty, you want to come into my house? And I was just adopted her, and so I ended up with this first cat. So then, Yaskier, I'm going to hike him with a friend, came down a mountain, lady was actually giving away kittens, and I don't know the whole story about what happened to some of the cats, but ended up adopting another cat. Now, The thing is, I always seem to forget what kittens are really like. This thing was really small. And I was just fell in love with this little boy. So I called the little cat Rocky Balboa. Took him home. Oh, my gosh. He just recently stopped swinging from the curtains. I still have the holes in the curtains because I wanted to make sure he was going to stop swinging. And I'm like, I don't even know where he is right now. Rocky. He'll probably come out somewhere. I think that cats do get jealous every once in a while because, you know, they're just like siblings. They're just wonderful, wonderful companions. Like looking down at Jackie Chan Kitty, she's looking up kind of waving her tail, and I'm like, what you don't know, sometimes animals give you love bites, and I'm like, she's looking at me with this look, and I'm like, is she going to gnaw on me? No love bites for you, Kitty. Be good. Please be good. Don't chew on me. I got to do my thing here. Okay, I love you, Kitty. Good Jackie Chan Kitty. Good girl. Go. I bought you the scratching post. Here, take the scratching post. Here, cat, look. All right. Yeah, all right? See, this is what you're supposed to scratch on, not mama. You're not supposed to scratch on mama. I got you the brand new scratching post. Yes, that's what you're supposed to scratch on. Don't scratch on my legs, okay? I know I'm kind of tall, but I'm not your scratching post. Okay, good girl. Go play with that. So, yeah, all the promotions and everything that I've always had on my show, I post on my Facebook page so people can even look at there, or my shows are actually even archived so people can actually rewind the show. So if you want to give to those donations to the Sarah Joy Foundation, the Ernie Reyes Jr., which is on GoFundMe.com, and once again, that is up to Ernie Reyes Jr., out of the $75,000 that has been raised, it's $64,609, and that's actually on GoFundMe.com. And remember, once again, how you know it'll say Destiny, which is his sister. That's how you know which one that one is. And the Sarah Joy Foundation, which is actually my extended family members. Go to that page on Facebook. Once again, any donations would be greatly appreciated. And the last one is actually that Animal Foundation, where the animals are in dire need because the animals will be put to sleep. So check that one out. It's a shelter friend, Elizabethtown, North Carolina. And if you are seriously about adopting them, just don't post them there. Well, I'm interested in the animals. You have to literally go to Elizabethtown, North Carolina. But there's more details on that page. Please check it out. Okay. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I think I see someone. Oh, boy. I'm so super pumped. Ladies and gentlemen, so super pumped. I don't know if you can feel it all the way up here in Maine. I'm just like, there's just no words. I'm just so super pumped right now, very excited, and I'm getting ready to pull someone on the show, so let's go and give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Carl, you're on the air.
Eric Lee.
Hi, Eric, how are you doing?
Good. I am supposed to call you this time, right?
Yes, that is correct. To catch up and say, how you doing?
I don't know. I'll let you know in a few years.
What? I know. You're a funny man.
good heavy chemical make you live longer.
I hope so. Good, you can keep making me laugh.
Okay. Keep laughing. That's okay. No, we have a few things to talk about for the, I don't know how many people there are listening, but I just finished the documentary poster. A lot of people are in it, and then that's going to be released on downloadable and DVD. And couple of things, and a lot of people you probably know is in it. James Hong, Big Trouble Little China, and then Benny Kiedis, Kathy Long, Cynthia Rothfeld is narrating, and Joyce and Lou, your friend, is on it, and then also Jean LaBelle, Bob Wall, name it, a lot of people are in it. So anyway, what we're talking about, the people always ask me something what's going on in your life? And I said, I'm always on a mission. So the first thing that Neil coming by, Dragon Fest, I'm going to be on the Holiday Inn, Burbank, 18 and 19, that weekend from 11 o'clock on. Michael Matsuda is promoting the Dragon Fest. Joe Okamura and many different people are on it, and I'm going to be in it. And then the main thing in August 15, we're promoting Sinchifu El Tacasco, Grandmaster El Tacasco. He was my inspiration to 60s, and I trained with him from 67 or something like that to 73. And I got 14 instructors. He's one of the main ones that brought me into the tournament. Without him, there wouldn't be no Mark Tacasco, Malia Tacasco, or me. And so he's responsible for all that. So he's a teacher. And it's something Bruce Lee made Ip Man famous, because Ip Man actually done a lot of things themselves without Bruce Lee. So I have to respect and honor my old teacher, and he's 70s, and I want to honor him. He was my inspiration. And in 1967, when I was training with him, I think Bruce Lee came by and watched us train. And that's before he even formed the Chicken Do, if I may miss it. So they kind of knew each other. Well, I was a youngster. I was younger than Bruce, of course. And then I was from Oakland. Now I live in L.A. It's different. So I want to, in August 15, Golden Dragon Restaurant, and that's what we're going to do. And the person to contact is, you can take a look at the poster, ericlee.com, or contact Shannon, it's a he, and his number is 503-954-4387. I repeat, 503-954-4387. And then his email is sifu, S-I-F-U, Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, at gmail.com. Repeat. Sifu Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, at gmail.com. I know most of the folks up there probably use more text and email than phone. I like all of them. And then, so that's it. And then that's going to be a great event. Don Wilson and I are going to do a seminar for him. All the proceeds, other than paying the bill, is going to go for Sifu L. Then Mark, his son is into Iron Chef, and he did the crow, and you know about him. You can talk about that. And then he's going to be there. Cindy Rafa is going to be there. I personally donate some small fee for C4L for his contribution to influence everybody in the martial art world.
I think I've seen something. I was watching something on Al Dacascos, and I saw his video. It was on his website, and I posted it, you know, on my Facebook page. So I was posting about Al tonight, and there was a video. I'm trying to look to see where it was. I thought I posted it. I don't know where it went. I thought it was on my page. Oh, but I was watching the video of Al, and I don't know where he was, but he was doing a demonstration, and he looks like he hit, like, when he was throwing fist, it was so fast. Like, he was very fast, who you can't see.
He's in the 70s now, and when I knew him, he was in the 20s. So he's done his job from teaching. He's brought up a whole bunch of demonstration team and fighting team in Europe and in Germany. He's got more over 10,000 students over there, plus he produced a lot of people, Malia, myself, and many others, and Karen Shepard, and Mark Tacasco, and many people. So he's done them all. So with all due the respect, I have to be loyal to my old teacher, and he's one of the most influential person that I know in my world. that everybody talk highly of the instructor because they talk about how they influence their life, and he influenced me. Without him, I wouldn't be me. So you honor your teacher, you pay your respect, and then that's what I do. You honor my teacher, and then we love and respect. That's what martial arts been hand down. Why we teach? Because we want loyal students to carry on the art and carry on the legacy. For thousands of years, we've been doing that for centuries. It's somebody instigate the action, and then we follow or we recreate from what we know, and then we invent and then educate ourselves, and then we can pass on to the other people. That's how it's been done for thousands of years.
Well, how did you come to train with Al de Cascos?
Well, I was beat up when I was real youngster, and I got a chop on my throat, and then I studied, and I wanted to be able to defend myself. I went to find out the instructor before I got him. He was in 60s and mid-60s. He was doing a demonstration in President, California, unrehearsed, totally unrehearsed, with 18 men, multiple attacks, almost unrehearsed. So I figured this is what I want to do. And then so I signed up next day. And I went to tournament and then, you know, trained like a maniac, and I love it. And then now I know I understand that before I was training strictly for self-defense, and later on I found out there's spirituality, there's yin and yang, there's healing arts and balancing yin and yang and all that. And so I started learning all that stuff because my father is actually herbalist, and then I studied the medicine before I even studied the martial art. I was into it already. So I actually studied healing art longer than martial arts.
Okay. So it was very long time then.
Yeah, close to 60 years, 50 years, something.
Wow.
Some people. Not as long as some people. We study what we can, but it does give me good health and energy, and then luckily I didn't have any kind of accident. I did have 21 speed tickets, and that was driving younger. Oh, that's nothing. Somebody beat me to it. You got 72.
Oh, my God.
Most people don't have that many. That's okay. That's the younger days. I like to speed up. And then luckily, I didn't have any accident. I don't know how I got away. So lucky. I would say fortunate.
Yeah. I guess you could
but
say
I
that.
Encourage the most important thing after so many years of training. Most of the young people, they just want to be good at self-defense and all the stuff. You know? But after a while, you learn that you want to be able to survive long enough so you can see in this lifetime longer. Hopefully, we live in long and happy and healthy life. So we can see more. Well, some people got the life cut short early, and then they didn't get a chance to grow up. They were not long enough to see the world. So, but however, there's always something to learn. I found that it's interesting. And something from everybody, regardless of the age, whether it's the kid, they're old, young, old, color, whatever, you know. You learn from everybody. You learn from books, video, you learn from people. So not one person I met in my life that I didn't learn something from. Hopefully I can share that with somebody. So what comes around goes around. So we are students of what we don't know. And we don't know a lot. Are you there?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I just I do have questions.
Section?
Yeah, I have. Well, I do have one so far. Because you know. What?
Go ahead.
Well, since it's like, I know you always says of your experience. So, like, with your experience, how do you control, like, anger? Because there must have been times in your life, because, you know, younger, we're stubborn, we get angry a lot easier. How do you, like, control your anger when someone or somebody makes you, tries to make you angry?
Chinese medicine, anger meaning liver fire. When you have, let's say, extreme temperature, like the heat, 120 degrees, is going to heat up. People become more irritable. The weather alone is not balanced. So therefore, it could possibly cause an individual imbalance internally. So we call liver fire. So the principle of healing that I understand, and they have to practice Tai Chi and Qigong and things like that, or meditation or breathing, they are supposed to balance and neutralize our anger. And there are certain acupuncture points that do that. Actually, some people are dreaming a lot, and then they call anger management. So they're only practicing words. The anger is an emotion. It's a feeling that we have inside. Sometimes people get anger because certain causing from stress or certain circumstances or weather are the patterns that we have. And sometimes, so we have to examine what we're thinking about it, causing that. So you want to trace down to the root. Maybe people live in more irritable temperament, maybe the philosophy, maybe the custom could cause them that. So it's like a car in a tune-up. If you have air, if you tune up your car, in the sea level is different when you go up to 30 feet high, because the air and fuel mixture is in balance, is different. So you have to tune up your car up, that altitude as well. So you have to adjust. That's why people, when they go travel from one place to another, they get sick because they're not used to eating the food. So everything has to adjust. But if you're used to everything, like Tenomize, then a club, and he's a jazz musician. He is 64, 65 years old. He just finished a concert for a 100 concert, and he's an older guy. Most people cannot handle it. Number one, they might not be a musician, but number two, if they are, they have to adopt traveling to see different climate and different people, and they have to get used to it. So he's a stage performer, and he likes it, and then that's why he does about him. But if you like martial arts, you know, you train all day long, and then you get your muscle and your mind, you get used to it, and so you become second nature, but you never train a day of your life, and all of a sudden you do too much, and you got too sore, you quit. So the average, I don't know, it might be not accurate, but what I know, one out of 350 people made it to first degree black belt. Most of people quit because it's hard work. It is hard work, and it's pain involved, sweat, and you have to spar, and you have to learn this movement, that movement. So it's a lot of things to it. Not everybody likes it. So if you are the type of person very active, you probably don't want to be in a room by yourself for a long time. You have to move because you used to move. And some people stay in a room for a long time. If you ask them to move, they might not want to move because that's out of their own environment, the comfort zone, so far. So you have to adapt the changes. So when you get used to it, that's okay.
So, I like from your own experiences, like you said, everybody's different. Like another thing too that you know, a lot of people, because everybody has to work, take care of the family, there's so much stress out there, which can lead to sickness. Now, from your own experiences, you know, how can you tell people to help combat stress, like in your own experience?
Well, exercise is one thing, and then learn how to de-stress for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So don't give too much power to it. When you do, you will get more stress. And then if you are trapped into the system, instead of learning how to work the system, you become the prisoner of the system. That's not going to help much yourself. And everybody has some kind of stress, and all depending on how you deal with it, things you have get better. And it's just like we're supposed to be happy, balanced, and homeostasis. We were born in that nature. Unfortunately, we have to get a job. We need money. We need this and that. And so there we go. So we use the, if you're a kid, you're 6 years old, you're in heaven. The mom and dad take care of you. But once you get grown up, you're going to face the society. Now you have to raise your own kid. You have own job. You have to face your employee, your boss, or somebody you might not like. Hopefully, we like, and then so learn to love it. That's how I do it. Deal with it. And then everybody have some kind of stress, and you don't want to give too much power to it, and you don't want to get it too long. And I would say exercise with the one. Don't let it bother you with the one. Talk therapy, talk to somebody, your feeling and emotion, get them out. So feeling for healing. And also is that if you learn how to heal, like I said, you have to learn how to heal. So get to the point where it is causing new problem in your life. Not get to the root cause of it, and not the cause, but the root cause.
Yeah.
Go beyond what we know. So we have to be discover, adventure, and also get out of the comfort zone. We have to learn how to adapt to be. So some people are very comfortable in the comfort zone. Some people are more comfortable in outside of the comfort zone. So you choose.
So it's always good, kind of like little tiny things.
You know, it's hard to say. Everybody is. This is only my experience, and then I'm not always right. And then you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, I never said it, and then forget it. I have no control. I don't want to do anything. So many people, they got to do what they got to do. Everybody trying to find themselves through the media, martial art, art, or whatever. Some people don't care. They're already there. So sometimes you have to be somebody to be nobody. Sometimes we have friends that are egotistical. That means they are still trying to find themselves through whatever they have, whether it's a musician, martial art, or whatever. So it's okay. And like we have parties and things, and there's some people are very passive, some people are very aggressive and do this and that. So I see no more, and then not that I know everything, I just know something that what I've seen that influence and make me understand that's where they are. That's okay.
Wow.
So I have no expectation. I have no expectation. The problem with us when we're younger, you know, we're trying to prove the world. Sometimes, not everybody, and then we have expectation. But the thing about it is, in life, sometimes things always happen when you least expect it, and that's part of life. In Tibetan, some country, we welcome what's coming today. Good or bad, there's no such thing. Death. Just it is. It could, somebody could get sick, could hurt themselves, or somebody can bring you flower. You never know. Okay? So that's the way it is. And that's the way it is. And that's, you cannot predict
something is going to be all positive, everything is going smooth sailing and go the way you want it. It doesn't happen to them, unfortunately.
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Well, not that I say I experienced it.
So, like, can you tell me, like, I know, I think we might have brought this up before. Like, can you talk about your childhood? Like, where you, you know, where you're from and where you grew up and such?
I don't want to talk about myself, but if you insist, I would like, I can talk.
Yeah, no, because I want people to know about you. That's why you're my guest. So it's
first
kind of the show
all,
is kind of about you.
I was born in China. My dad told me that I was Chinese and a believer. And second, we live in four different generations. Great-grandparents, grandparents, my father, my mom, me and my sister. That was my mom and everybody. And then later on, when I moved to Hong Kong, I always been a very hyperactive kid. I always got a lot of energy. So when I got involved with some kind of physical activities, I was pretty good athlete when I was young. I did track and field, swimming, play soccer, and we call kickball in those days in Hong Kong. I was an educated Hong Kong. And in the age 14, I went to Central America by myself. So I speak some Spanish. And then my father in Hong Kong, we're herbalists. And so I studied this thing before in those days. And early days in the movie were old, you know, black and white. And then I was always interested in martial arts. And my grandmother took me to Chinese opera, which consists of what they call stage martial arts. And my dad also studied. And he's 95 years old now. He's still here. My mom's still here. So we're all healthy, lucky, and fortunately, people say, you're lucky, Eric, you still have your mom and dad. I say, yeah, I guess I am. 95 years old, he's still driving. So anyway, Shou Nam, N-A-M, Lee. In 1935, he was like 14, I don't know how old, 14, 15 years old. He is very young, and then he was in Angel Island, San Francisco. He was a detainer. 1935, he was permanently recorded by the website. They interview him for the TV and things like that. So everything is documented, and that's why I like document pictures and things. And I have documented a lot of my demonstrations, events, parties, seminars, competitions, and all those things, movies, of course. And then also all these things is documented. That's why I can release a lot of this thing in the near future. Some of it is being released now. If you look at the ericlee.com, a lot of stuff is in it already. And so it's, so I'm trying to make it simplify my life now. And so I have to cut off about 80% of my things that I'm doing. Maybe mentally I can block it out, but subconsciously I'm not able to. That's out of my control. However, can, you know, release everything because I have a lot of things to share with the people in the world that they might enjoy. If they don't like it, none of my business. If they like it, fine, great. So everybody's like DVD or downloadable now. So I have people writing biography on the book. We have movie. We have cartoon books. We have action figures. We have a lot of stuff. And this is my small contribution. That's it. Like you doing the talk show, you entertain people. People can come on your show. They get educated, can listen to it. And thank you very much for this.
Yeah, you've done a lot. You do so much. You don't.
I like it. You know, it doesn't matter lot or small. Just me. Some people don't do anything. Some people do a lot. That's okay. I like to do a lot. I like to relax too, and then I do a lot of relaxation too. That's why I don't do too many Instagram, Facebook, and all the stuff, because it takes all my time. And if I do that, I won't have time to do other things. I still play music, Tai Chi, and, you know, demonstration. Matter of fact, I'm going to put on demonstration at Golden Dragon Restaurant. August 15 in L.A., 960 North Broadway, and Golden Dragon Restaurant, one of my favorites. And then we have many events there. They hold about 1,000 people. And then we're going to be documenting. So if anybody out there, do call Shannon 503-954-4387. I'd like to let the people know. And then hopefully, if they like my demonstration, fine. If they don't like it, I'm going to tell them beforehand. Go to the bathroom. You can leave now for about 1 minute. I'll be done. They can come back after that. They don't have to see. The exercise I'm going to do is old form, old weapon, but keep me healthy. So far, I don't care what people think. Just going to do it. That's what we train for. I'm kind of eclectic. I'm like, new movement.
What was that? It sounds like you're going far away.
No, I'm not. I'm still here. I haven't moved.
Oh, okay. It was just going a little bit low.
Maybe this. The cell phone does that. Are you there?
Oh, yep. No, I'm still here. I can hear you now.
Okay. This better?
Yes. Thank you.
I was on speakerphone. I forgot to turn it off.
Oh, well, now it sounds better.
Sound better?
Yep, it sounds much better.
Some of that stuff. Okay. So, that's it. And then, I decided not to go China trip because too much work and not enough commitment. And everything had to commit it. And they when they can talk and everybody like to do things. To commit to do it is a different story than thinking.
Yeah, okay, so it's not this year?
We're not going to go China. I might go with other people and might go Thailand and things. So that's enough. It's too much work, you know, and there's time for everything. So there's time to relax. There's time to develop things and time to share things and things, it takes time. You know? Now, in music, they call hit the shed. That means you practice. In martial art, either by yourself or with other partners, practice. If you're out there all the time, what about you? So, a lot of people like to do outside of themselves, but personal development is a different thing than external thing. You can go party, you can do this and that, and you can fulfill everybody's dream forever, but hopefully we can do some ourselves. We can fulfill our dream too. You understand? I mean, my friend, a lot of people said, oh, I've got to go here, I've got the invitation here, I got premiere, I got this and that. I say, oh, it's good, but what about yours? You still got to do something. Unless we work and take action and with a plan and discipline and do it, nothing happened. Unless we work, nothing happened.
Yeah, I guess you've got to work.
Yes, nothing. If you want to buy a car, you're going to have to buy a car and earn it, right? That's normal channel. If you want to take a bus, you don't have to buy a car, then you take a bus.
Yeah.
If you want a cat, you go to get a cat. If you don't want a cat, you don't go get a cat. That's simple as that. If you want to be a black belt, train. You want to be a good musician, practice. There's no way out.
It's always got to do.
Unfortunately, a lot of people just become a couch potato. You said I did a lot of things in this lifetime. Yeah, maybe next lifetime I won't be doing that much. But while we're here, I can do it because I like to do it. And hopefully some people like it. If they don't, it doesn't matter. I'm still doing it. Right?
Yeah. It's movement. I think you're like, I just want to know, when do you sleep?
I sleep every night. When I hit the pillow, I hit the sack, and I go to sleep.
Because you do so much. You're busy, busy, busy all the time.
Just because a lot of people don't like to do that many things. I like to do many things. Not that I do have a lot of energy to do a lot of things. If I don't have energy, when you don't have any passion, you don't have any energy. When you don't have energy, we have nothing. I got energy by doing things, not sitting around doing nothing. Sometimes I do. It's called daydream or meditation. Or just unwind or relax and things like that. I got foot massage. I got body massage. You know, I get myself pampered, and then I play some music. It's therapeutic. I talk to people. It's therapeutic. Okay, you talk about somebody like energy, like, okay, Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, they all same thing. They all just got fireball, and they got a lot of fire, and they want to do this and that, and then they didn't. What's the difference? They have to do something in order to get to where they're at. You can be sitting home and reading a magazine, hopefully you can become like Max Bruce Lee. There's no such thing. Unless you train, you're not going to do anything. Unless you walk, you're not going to get exercise. Unless you swim, you're not going to learn how to swim.
Yeah, that's true.
Very basic. If you're hungry, you don't eat, you get more hungry. If you eat too much, you're going to get fat. Something like that.
Yeah.
Just do it.
So, what, you know, besides martial arts and everything, I mean, you do music too.
I do. I got 27 instruments, and I play the saxophone, I sing in Spanish, in the Italian, and English, and I practice that, and I got a lot of recording people, musician friend of mine, that is very much better than me because they've been doing a lot longer than me. And then I like it. I like them all. Music to me is just therapeutic. It's good for motor skill. It's good for social skill. And it's an art. And it's good for everybody. It's good for our DNA. It's good for our brain. Good for other people. They like it. You know, you can bring joy to your life or other people's life. It's one all the same. It's all, we're all connected. You take anybody that a lot of action, like Stallone, Sylvester, and he did a lot of action movie. Tom Cruise, he got a Mission Impossible coming up. They do action. They do it. Unless you do it, nothing happens. They are just like you and me. But except they do different kind of actions than you and me, and that's why they're that way. And a lot of people, I think all of us should be ourselves rather than trying to be somebody else. God gave you the privilege to be yourself. So do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing happens until you do something. Some people have big dreams, some people have no dream. Some people have a lot of dreams, some people have little dreams.
Yeah, you have to put in the effort.
Everything is effort. And then some people don't have effort. Some people have too much effort. Some people are very anxious. Some people have no ambition. I can't say for anybody. Everybody's different. And it's not my job to tell them what they should do. They're going to do what they're going to do anyway.
So,
okay. So
yeah. So also too, you also, I guess you can say skills in different weapons. Like what of the weapons that that you've used, either like tournaments or like what have you trained in?
Just kidding. People ask me, what's your favorite weapon, Eric? And I said, rocket launcher would do it. No, three-sectional staff, three-sectional staff, nunchucks, and semi-store, not those things. I'm just kidding, of course. And reality, people live on interest. And you're interested in radio talk show, you do a radio talk show. People interested in Japanese style, they practice Japanese style. People interested in Kung Fu, they do Kung Fu. People practice in Kachi Kempo. I am going to be in Las Vegas this weekend at the Westgate Hotel and going to be promoting my clothing line, Eric Lee Design Double Dragon. I have some clothing line that I created. It's easy, actually. I have four models. It's going to do, and one Middle Eastern, one Cynthia is going to do one, Cynthia Rafa, one of the models. And then me, and then Asian world, Asian women, but I have to, this already in some kind of movie trailer, it's called Fight of Fairy, and by Chung Pi, and that's his trailer, and then a lot of people want to do this and that. You got to do something that you can inspire your life and you get more energy and move on and do something, perhaps. August 1st, I'm going to be in Castro Valley. We're going to have a party. I'm inviting my father, the whole family in it, and then also at least a couple hundred people. It's RSVP in Castro Valley only. And then so it's going to be have people in July and August. They're born in those 2 months. I'm going to put the name on the cake, and I won't be supplying the cake. But everybody bring their own favorite. Also, there's all kinds. We don't talk about martial arts so much because no martial art, nobody likes to be number two. Everybody wants to be number one, and I am
one.
Number 99. I'm way down there. So somebody asked me, oh, I'm going to win the Grand Championship. I said, great. I'm looking for a massage parlor and foot massage and then wheelchair.
You know what?
So,
what was
the massage parlor and wheelchair.
Massage parlor?
The Grand massage parlor and wheelchair. That means been there, done that, I'm not interested. It's their turn. Let them do what they do.
Well, there was a thing that you brought up before, because you said that if you're going to learn how to kind of break something, you want to fix it, because you do, is it acupuncture or acupressure?
No, just kidding. And everybody trying to fix things and I break things.
Yeah. So you do acupuncture.
The damage that I heard, it takes three acupressure equivalent to one acupuncture.
So,
you understand? So,
no. That's what I was going to ask you. What was your meaning by that?
It takes three times more effort to do acupressure and takes one effort to do acupuncture. In other words, acupuncture is you got the result faster than acupressure.
Oh, yeah. I think I can understand that.
Okay. That's okay. This is not what you do.
It's just...
That's what somebody else do.
Well, I know, and quite a lot of people know, and I think you know, that, you know, here, you know, in America, that, you know, people use a lot of medications, and sometimes people on medications, they get sick from them, but it's like, you would think that, you know, from what I heard, and I've had it done once on me before, with acupuncture, you actually feel better. You know, I mean, I'm not a doctor, I'm not someone licensed, but...
Don't misunderstand me. American medicine for emergency is still number one in the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, I myself brought up in the East, so I practiced a lot of the preventive medicine. So a lot of medicine is not for emergency. If you have emergency, let's say you have a car accident, you don't go to acupuncture doctor, right? You got a ambulance, take you to the hospital and fix you up right away. And then maybe later on after you stabilize and you can hopefully really know as much preventive medicine. There's a lot to learn. Our body knows a lot more than the doctor, unfortunately. That's why there's no cure for the certain disease.
Yeah.
Correct?
But,
yes.
No, that's true. But I always think, you know, everybody's different, right? Everybody's body chemistry is different. Now, like, for insurances and such, because at work, I go to work and they want to offer insurances. I says, well, I know what works for me. Everybody, you know, if something makes...
Yeah, more money for insurance companies.
Yeah, it's like, well, can you cover acupuncture? And every single insurance company says no, 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 no. And I'm kind of like, well, if I'm the client, right? You think, okay, what works for me? What should be included in my health insurance? I should be able to pick something that makes me feel better. It's just so weird.
The bottom line is money.
Yeah.
They charge more for the other treatment. The acupuncture doctor don't make as much money as the other doctors. I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, I know. It's just that, you know, if someone who really is a doctor, you're supposed to help someone, help heal, you know, as a healer. That's what a doctor's supposed to be, to help someone and make them feel better, right? I mean, that's...
That would be ultimate, yeah.
I mean, that's what I would think. That's why I would think someone become a doctor so they can help someone. Not just about making money. That's what I would assume.
That's from your point of view.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody has to... I don't want to... rub on somebody, the insurance, hospital, doctors, they have their own system that's not what you do.
Yeah.
So unless you understand how it works, that's not what you don't understand.
Yeah, no. I know doctors, some doctors, I can't, you know, some doctors are good doctors. But it seems like, you know, if you find stuff that works for your body, if it makes you feel better, I think you'd want to stick with that, right?
Well, you remember one thing, they are practicing the medicine, the system, what they learn, what they're licensed for. They can, if they go out of their own parameter, they go against the law, then the license can be taken away.
That's true.
So forget about the logic. From your point of view, because they don't care for your point of view or my point of view. They just do what they got to do and, you know, within the system.
Yeah, I guess even though I'm the patient.
It's like I was teaching a seminar. The guy came to me, he's a grandmaster, and then I do this movement. He said, That's not the movement in our system. That's not in your system. Now you can add to your system, add to what you don't know about. That's why you said that question. Knowledge start with what you know, going to what you don't know.
I guess that makes
sense. That's why you asked me a question. and I do the best I can to answer what I know. But if I know something more than what I told you, I would tell you a different answer. Right?
Well, should you, yeah. Yeah, with everything, with what you're, you know, the stuff that's been going on, are there any future projects or anything else that you got plans for?
Well, I live in L.A., and all my friends, they're always on the action. They're always on the mission. Always just take a look at the website. And I would encourage everybody to find their own dream and fulfill their dream and do it. And hopefully we can share with others, not only me, but other ones. Everybody doing different things. I got so many invitations to go here and there and go to this tournament, this event, this and that, banquet and all that stuff. I still have to do my own thing. Sometimes I go when I have the time. Sometimes I don't. You know, just imagine people like Jackie Chan or Chuck Norris. They got thousands of invitations every month. How are they going to go? It's impossible.
Mm.
They still have to do their own work other than just fulfill everybody's wish or their wish list. It's impossible.
I mean, is there anything that you haven't done that you want to do?
Yes, like going to the moon, the rocket, yeah, and deep sea diving and dive out of the sky, and I don't know, so many things. But you do what you think. It's right. It's not me. It's not about me. I'm talking to everybody. I would say do everything with me and then make sense. And it's not too dangerous because I can hurt you. There are a lot of things I haven't done. Yes, I have not done a lot. But I just like to do things, you know. Not everybody is like everybody. You know, everybody is different. They have their own dreams and hopes and anticipation. They have their own purpose in life, and they do what they do, and you do what you do. Hopefully, you know, there are people who like what you do. There are some people who don't like what you do. That's the way it is. Like my friend, 68, he's 68 years old. He still wants to play hockey, and then he wants to die off the plane. I say, okay. That's what he wants. He's already got a heart condition.
Hmm.
Everybody's different, okay? And some people do this, some people do that, some people have this, and some people have that. And so don't be envious, and don't be jealous, and it's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, so with what your lifestyle, like, what is your diet? What do you actually, things that you eat on a daily basis?
I just follow my dreams. I just do the basics. We all need to shower, shave. the basic. When you're hungry, we eat. I like to be creative and productive in my schedule. And then it seems like I've done a lot. You know, compared to average people. Remember this, I didn't do that overnight. I did it over my lifetime. And then until you do something, nothing happened. Until we work, nothing happened. No results. Right?
Yeah.
Watch the movie, Bruce Lee, yeah, he inspired a lot of people. You watch Jackie Chan, he's funny, he do this, done this and that. So some people are trying to duplicate, some people don't, and then he's not going to do this forever. When he's 80 years old, he's not going to jump out the building and do this and that, and anybody, you know. So there's the time for everything. There's time to be productive, there's time to rest, and time to just kick back, time to be in sabbatical, it's time to be active, and it's time to be passive. So you choose. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There are choices.
You're just a big inspiration.
You never know, like Ernie, I sent you a picture of Ernie Reyes not too long ago. Remember that?
What was it?
Ernie Reyes Senior.
Senior, yeah,
the
senior. Father. Yeah,
yes.
I was just...
Same age.
You same age?
The same age.
My gosh.
Ernie Reyes Senior is like younger. Unfortunately, he got the health issue, and then I wish him the best, his father and I are good friends, so we got together sometime. And matter of fact, he's on my documentary. You're gonna see it, and it's gonna be downloadable on DVD and plus. Also, somebody, Michael Repico, is writing a book on this.
No.
I like to do a lot of stuff. That's how I get energy, by doing things, not by thinking about doing things. Do it. Action.
Yeah, that's why you're young. You could probably dance circles around me.
What do you mean by that? I don't understand it.
It's kind of... I don't know if you can say it's an American saying, meaning you have a lot more energy than me. You can outdo me. You're older than me, but you can dance circles around me.
There's a book I read. It's called Forget Your Age.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
I forgot my age already.
Yeah, see? This is why you inspire me. Because, you know... I have a lot of people, you know, like on my Facebook, you see like Don Wilson and many people who are older than me, and they seem much younger, but it's like, it's good because the people that I'm connecting with, but I go out into society, and most people are like, they think they're a lot older than what they are, and I try not to think that way. I try not to let that persuade it. Like, I'm trying to break old ways, like, think I'm so old. Do you know what I'm saying? It's how society is. You know.
Just do what you want to do and do it now. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Forget that your age.
That's what I'm trying to keep instilling. And that's why when I look to people who are older like yourself, you guys inspire me. You inspire me a lot.
I don't think my age, my father is older than me. He's 95. He's still going. He's still getting the rubber and sweep the floor, and he's fixing electrical. He's got a garbage can and dump it and push it and active. You got to be active. And you got to have social life. In other words, you have to have friends for talk therapy. You can express yourself to the other express to you. Only good friends. I have many people visit me, my website, and everything, but I have a handful of people that are real close to me. We can talk about anything. They understand. They're back up for me, and I'm back up for them. So-called a close-knit support system. So I don't do things business for them, because these people are different people than you go to business people. It's that Don still want to fight. Cynthia is still going to all the events. I still perform. I still do a lot of things, same music, exercise, and do something creatively, you know, all kinds of things. You got to do something. Otherwise, you're waiting to die. That's for me, anyway.
Yeah, well, I hope it doesn't happen.
You know what retire means? You know what retire means? Retire meaning tire twice. Retire.
Retire meaning tired twice.
Yeah, meaning tired twice. You don't want to do that. I don't believe in retire.
Yeah, no, it seems like you're not retired at all to me. You're always busy, busy, busy.
I like it. She said, oh, Eric, don't do too much. That guy haven't done anything. He think I'm doing too much. He should do something.
Someone think you do too much?
There's no such thing. Yes, I'm wired for that.
Wow.
I'm wired for what I do.
You're just inspiring me more and more.
You can't lock me in the room and do nothing, and then it's like a writer without a paper or a computer. How are you going to write? He cannot express himself mentally. The thought, the vision that he has on the head, he's going to put them on the paper. It cannot be done. So he cannot do that. Nobody knows what he's doing. It's like a musician. You don't practice music, or you don't practice for yourself, or practice for your friend. You said you're a musician. Prove it. I'm from Missouri. Show me.
Hmm.
Right? Action speak louder than words. Words. So I'm like that. I hope I don't offend anybody out there listening.
No, you don't offend. You know, you have much to pass on in life. I never think you've ever offended anyone.
I don't know. You know, if they do, they do. If I did, I did. If I don't, I don't. You know, so that's the way it is. And you and I cannot save the world. And then we do the best we can. That's it. And I'm not hopefully I can, you know, some of the data or some of the information we talk about, hopefully it will fit into somebody else they need it to hear this. If they don't, they don't.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other questions. Like, is there anything else to any other thing that you can bring up, any other projects or anything that you're actually going to be working on?
I'm always doing something. The best thing to do is check ericlee.com. What I can say is, that's the old saying, a turtle never goes anywhere unless it sticks its neck out. There's an old saying, be open-minded, and then even though you're on a diet, you can't.
Do you have any, can you, like, explain that a little bit? Say that again?
In other words, you have dreams and you have things you want to do it where you can. And then you don't want to be, let's say you're a man, you don't want to be 85 years old, now your body hurts and you don't have any energy and you never did anything. You believe in you retire, but you cannot do it because you're behind, your body is not working that good, and then your mind is not working that good. You can't remember a thing, and then you're in pain, and you don't want that. And while you're still young, and actually those things that people ask me, where do you get this energy from? I got energy by doing things. You got exercise by doing exercise. And a body is meant to be moved. Your mind is supposed to be learned and constantly create new neurons in the body. And so I say to the people, some of the philosophy that we inherited long ago, it might use against us for living, gets in the way instead of helping us to grow in the, you know, our world become bigger. So actually it hinders or restricts it. So a boundary could be so interrupted. I don't know how the word to say it. So it can use against us. Our belief system, our culture, or the concept or principle, it can use against us from being we truly are. You truly being. You want to maximize your life, while you have life. If you're giving life,
You won't have life. Why worry about other things when you have life? Don't worry.
Yeah.
Let go.
But it's kind of hard. Like, you know how people have bad days, and a lot of people, they struggle with money. Life is so stressful, and it's like people
money thing, we have to earn it, and then, you know, if you do the right thing will happen. But you got to take the action and try to, and don't know fear. Just do it and be brave, and you have to do that. I'm very brave in many ways. I'm not stupid. I won't drive 120 miles. I hit against the wall. That's not my intent. But, you know, just do what you want to do while we still can do it.
Yeah.
And everybody's different than everybody, in my point of view. And then you cannot say that, are you right and somebody is wrong. It's just it is. So except they're doing this way, you're doing this way. You might be going the wrong way, but it's not your, unless he asks you, it's not your idea to change somebody. You can only change your reaction towards it.
It's how you react to any situation, right?
I handle everything like that. I have no problem with that, anybody.
Yeah, because you seem so balanced.
Some people think so.
Yeah. No, I mean, I really think so. Yeah. Because it's like you're very, you're like balanced, like a scale, but you're like balanced. Do you know what I'm saying?
When I catch myself off balance, I try to put myself into balance.
No. How did you become that way?
It's not something
that happens overnight. I mean, it's not, because, you know, we're all young.
I don't know how I become that way. Maybe God, maybe my interests, maybe the choices. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
So
it just seems that way.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, when you do, like, Tai Chi, do you do it early in the morning?
No, you can. The first thing to do Tai Chi is examine how you think. You can do Tai Chi in your mind and your heart also. Anything, movement, slow down, know the principle is Tai Chi. You can do Tai Chi but just by walking. You can do Tai Chi from eating. You can even do Tai Chi by doing computer and things, and it's just good. So first of all, Tai Chi is about balance, and the principle of yin and yang. If you're too yin, you got to go back to yang a little bit. If you're too yang, you got to go yin. The best is between the two, either too yin or too yang. We do get our balance. We just have the awareness of how to put it back. Some people are having, because they have a lot of heart, so they fall into one part of the conjunct and too much, and so it could be used against them. So you got to know how to put it back. I'm not saying that I'm that balanced, and I do get off balance. I'm aware of how to, if I am off balance, and how to put myself back to balance. I don't know everything. I'm just working here, man.
Well, the difference for people that don't know with yin and yang.
Well, that's a lot, the whole lifetime of study. It's not like something you can do, go and do Google and research about yin and yang. But in time, you practice enough to understand more. It's hard to describe one thing and in such a short conversation. This takes me a long time to... Well, I'm not saying I'm all right. I'm just saying that it took me a long time to understand a little bit. we constantly try to balance ourselves, don't we? Sometimes people have health issue, the body's out of balance. Sometimes we have financial issue, the financial part is out of balance. Sometimes emotion out of balance, emotional part is out of balance. So sometimes we're talking about anger problem. Sometimes people is out of balance, whatever the cause is, so the anger problem. So the emotion is out of balance too. Sometimes the temperature itself outside of us is extreme cold or extreme hot, so it's not good for our body, so our body could affect by the external.
Yeah, it's
so... You understand? We're constantly learning. You're in the 40s, and even though 100 years in this lifetime, we don't know that much.
I'm still learning. I have so much
of
to learn.
You're not even halfway yet. When you're about 100 years of age, you're going to be close to senior citizen.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I would think travel more, explore more, and then explore more and see more of the world, and then we can become better.
I hope to see more of the world someday.
Not someday, now, if you can. But not everybody can do it, unfortunately. I wish travel is for free, so everybody can go. It doesn't happen that way.
No, this is expensive when you travel.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do. I mean, there are places that I do want to see out there.
Of course, the whole world is out there. Maine is not the whole world. Maine is just Maine. There's a lot to see.
Yeah, there is a lot.
Okay.
What was your one more question? What was your website? I just want to. I know, like, you're probably busy, and I just have. Well, I mean, I have about 28 minutes left, but just some information. I do thank you for your time. You know, spending it here on my show, so that people can check out more of your things. So thank you. your website, your information, stuff, would it check you out more?
Okay. Eric Lee, ERICLEE.com. ericlee.com. I'm going to be putting on my social media expert is going to put on a lot of things on YouTube. And we have something put on just yesterday on the documentary on Facebook, and that's coming up. Facebook, they can check out the Facebook. Okay. So I'm gonna cut out about 80% of the time of the people that I've been dealing with for at least 1 year, because I need to focus on what I want to share with other people. So I need the time, the quality time.
Yeah.
To do what I gotta do. So ericlee.com or Facebook, YouTube. Not a whole lot. But my website's got a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah.
If you like it, fine. If you don't like it, it's none of my business because I didn't do it myself.
I'm pretty sure people will like it. I do thank you so much for being on my show. Anytime.
Thank you.
Anything you have, you know, anything that... any promotion, anything, let me know, because I just, like, I love having you on the show.
I encourage everybody help Ernie Reyes Jr., and then and hopefully some of you folks will make it to California August 15th for C4L, Grandmaster L DeCasco's Roasting. And Shirley, if you'd like to meet Mark, he might be there. He would be there. Talk to him.
And oh, my gosh.
Okay, I used to babysit him. I tell you.
You gotta when you can you tell him something? You might make him laugh. When I was training in Capoeira, right, I had the DVD of Only the Strong, and it was Mark DeCosco's film. So everyone I knew when I was training was like, you got to watch this movie. You got to watch this movie. And I think I watched it so much, I think I broke my DVD.
Buy another one, man. Okay.
Yeah, I will. I just made everybody watch it. Every time they would come to my house back in Boston, I says, you got to see this. This is so awesome. And they're like, what is it? I says, it's Capoeira.
Good thing about, you know, being older or being around longer, you see more. Good thing about being younger, you might live longer, although you never know. So
yeah.
I've been fortunate. So far, I'm still here.
Yeah, so, I'm glad you're still here, too.
Thank you for having me in your show. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It was such an honor to have you on the show, and I hope you have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Eric. Oh, boy, that was so awesome, ladies and gentlemen. I get so psyched when I get such people that inspire me so much on my show. And I'm pretty sure I probably will have Eric on my show pretty soon again. Well, not pretty soon, but I'll probably have him again. And I'm working on getting other guests on my show. And it's taking time because, you know, I'm trying to make sure that people are going to be able to make it. If anybody wants to actually be on my show, to let you know, I do it Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. And it's actually called Warrior Wednesdays. Sundays are noon, 12 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, called Ninja Sundays. And it's usually a two-hour show. And usually when I don't have a guest, it's a shorter show. It's probably like about an hour. So anybody that wants to get a hold of me, feel free to message me on Facebook. You know, if you're an artist, any type of artist, musician, actor, writer, singer, whatever it is, I support people's views, whether it's in Hollywood or independent, just get a hold of me. My name is Shelly Nunchucks, and you can find me on Facebook. And then just remember to go check out, once again, the Sarah Joy Foundation, the Ernie Reese Jr., GoFundMe.com, and you can always listen to this again. It's always, you know, it's actually archived. So I'm trying to see. I think that's it for now. Let's see. I'm actually looking up. I'm actually going to end the show here. And this is actually going to end it with Angelo Garcia, which is a future guest on my show. He was actually from the boy band Menudo. And now he has a following once again. Angelo Garcia. Let me see what he has now. Angelo Garcia. Let's see. He now has over 721,000 people on his page. So I'm going to end the show with this song, Delusions of Grandeur. Everyone, thank you so much for supporting my show. And everyone, have a good night.
Delusions of Grandeur.